Dewey Lou, Dewey Lou.
Just wrapping up some vocal exercises. All right. Getting a little better. Getting a little better. Usually a little better as the day goes on. But it is Thursday morning, and I've got a tea time. So let's get into something that I thought was really interesting that Nick Wagoner said of ESPN. It was the last thing. He was on the show on Wednesday. The last thing he said was about Brock Purdy's contract. I asked him about next year. He estimated, he guessed, he predicted, he thinks Ayuk's contract's going to end up somewhere 26-2, 26-4, somewhere in that range. So I said, well, you've been saying that for about a year. What do you think's going to happen with Brock? And this is what Nick said about that.
People who say that a lot of that is a function of the offense, of Kyle Shanahan, of the talent around him. I think that probably...
Let's start this over. Let's start this over. Here's Nick Wagoner talking about Brock's contract.
I think that there is a limit to what Brock Purdy probably would get because of all the things that people say about Brock Purdy to, I don't want to say denigrate, that's too strong a word, but to say that he's not the player who puts up the numbers he does, but the people who say that a lot of that is a function of the offense, of Kyle Shanahan, of the talent around him, I think that probably puts an artificial cap on what he could make. But also in saying that, he's worth more to the 49ers than he would be to another team. So I think there's probably a middle ground there of, you know, if he were to go and test the market, he would get a nice contract from somebody, but it wouldn't be as nice as the contract that he would get from the 49ers. And I just don't think either side would ever let it get to that point where he would test that or that it would need to be tested. But if he stays healthy and puts up a year similar to what he did last year, I think he will cash in. I think that there will be a little bit of a tax just for the idea of how underpaid he was for the last couple of years. And that's not anybody's fault in particular, except for maybe the people who negotiated the CBA. But like that's just the reality of the situation. So there would probably be a little bit extra put on that. But do I think he would set a new high for quarterbacks? No, I don't. I don't think that would be part of the discussion. But I do think it would put him in the top, let's call it 7 or 8 paid quarterbacks in the league, somewhere in there.
So that was Nick Wagoner. I think you all heard all of what he had to say. He said a lot of stuff I agree with. One thing at the end that I don't totally agree with, but Nick's not here to defend himself today. So if he wants to come back and defend himself, we can do that another day. But what he said there at the end was 7 or 8, around top 7 or 8 money. Okay. So let's look at what quarterbacks are making these days and try to put a spot around Brock. Because I think what he's saying is it's going to end up around $45 million a year if he has kind of a similar year to what he had this year. But here we go. Total value of contracts. You know, Mahomes had an outlier deal. He's an outlier player, $450 million. Joe Burrow, second, $275. Justin Herbert, third, $262. Lamar just got his deal, $260. MVP again. Josh Allen, Bills Josh Allen, fifth, $258. Jalen Hurts, $255. He's sixth. Kyler Murray, $230.5, just a little more than Deshaun Watson, eight. Cousins, $180. Daniel Jones, $160. When it comes to these quarterback contracts, I actually like using the average annual value better, because I think this is the way we talk about quarterbacks. For other positions, it can be kind of misleading, but quarterbacks make all of their money. So Burrow is one, $55 million. Herbert, $52.5 million. Lamar, $52 million. Jalen Hurts, $51 million. Those are the top four. Okay, now we get into the next group of guys, which are the guys making $40 million plus a year. Kyler, fifth biggest contract, $46.1 million. Deshaun, $46 million. He's sixth, tied with Kirk Cousins. Actually, a little more than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, seventh, $45 million. Mahomes tied with Cousins, $45 million. Josh Allen is eighth, $43 million. Daniel Jones and Matthew Stafford and Dak Prescott, all $40 million. So I think we can all agree he's getting more than Daniel Jones, Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott. Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott, getting more than $40 million. Okay. Also keep in mind that the QB tag this year is $38 million. So he's not getting, he'll get more than the QB tag, right? You sign an extension after this season, avoid the tag eventually. I mean, or you don't sign the extension after the season. But anyway, that's the tag. And the tag keeps going up a little bit, so the salaries keep going up a little bit. But let's just go back to what he just said. Between 7 or 8. 7 or 8 is $45 million. That's 7 or 8. And that feels like a pretty good number. Now, you do look at him and go, well, he should be making more than Deshaun. But Deshaun's contract, you know, people don't want that number to be a real number. Should he be making more than Kyler? Well, in theory, maybe. But this is where it gets complicated. And the area that I agree or disagree a little bit with Nick at the end there is what he said there should be a tax for how little he makes this year. I don't think there is a tax for it. I think there's actually a discount for it. I don't think in these situations the team ends up paying more because the guy was underpaid before. I think what happens is the guy didn't make as much, has less leverage, and so his bar is lowered, right? Like the guy who was drafted first, Joe Burrow, or where I think the real indication is going to be is what'll be interesting is this guy, Trevor Lawrence, who's about to get tagged on May 2nd, right? And that tag is going to be a significant chunk of change for him. Not tag. He's going to get fifth year optioned. And that fifth year option is going to be $26 million for 2025. And, you know, then he'll get extended beyond that. Now, because he's already making a ton of money, it's going to elevate what he's going to require the Jags to pay him. Now, he's got to have a good year, too. Like Joel Corey, who is an NFL contract expert, coming into last year said that he thought if Trevor Lawrence had a good year, that he'd be set up to make $59 million a year in a contract extension. He didn't have a great year. He's been banged up. He's still got a lot to prove. But he's next up. There's really nobody else. That 2021 class, he's the only guy that's going to get a significant contract. Zach Wilson's not doing it. Trey Lance is not doing it. Justin Fields is not doing it. Mac Jones is not doing it. Not Kyle Trask, Kellen Mond, Davis Mills, Ian Book, Sam Ehlinger. No. And then the other thing is, there's nobody in Brock's class that's about to get a contract. It's crazy. Kenny Pickett's not getting it. No Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Bailey Zappe, Sam Howell, Chris Oladukun, who was the first of the three quarterbacks in Brock's draft in the 7th round, was this guy from South Dakota State who doesn't play. Skylar Thompson got taken by the Dolphins, 247. And then Brock at 262. So we've got 2 years of quarterbacks coming up here, and only one of them from the 2021 class is going to get paid, Trevor Lawrence. And only one of them from the 22 class, Brock Purdy, is going to get anything. I mean, anything. So there's really the point is, like, the guys that we're looking at now that have the money, we can kind of use their numbers, because there's not going to be, okay, Lawrence gets 56.5 to top the Burrow deal. And then there's some other guy who was drafted after Lawrence. Let's say Zach Wilson gets 57.5, and then Trey Lance gets 58, and then Justin Fields gets 58.5. And then the next year, somebody from Purdy's class, Kenny Pickett, gets 59. Like, there's none of that. There's nobody to move these numbers up, because all these guys, with the exception of, I guess, Jordan Love, okay, Jordan Love's contract maybe will be the next one. That's a comment. That's a good comment from Luca the Don. That's the next guy to get paid. But I think back to what Nick Wagoner said, I think we've got a pretty good idea, because I think Brock, his leverage is going to be lower than like a first round guy, because what you did just make, you know, it's one thing if you were just making $23 million and we know we can't try and pay you 30. But if you're making 200, 900, not 200,000, if you're making a million, then we can go, look, man, we're going to 45X your salary, and you're not going to be top of the market, but you're going to be top 7 or 8. So I think that he's right. I think Nick's right. I don't think that Brock is going to get more than Herbert or Burrow or Lamar. Now, he could argue, guys, if Jalen Hurts comes back and has the same type of year he had last year and Brock is like an MVP candidate, then he could argue 52 mil. But let's go back to the other thing that Wagoner said, which I'm not going to play now because I don't want it to crash the thing. He's worth more to the Niners than he is to somebody else. I think it's true. Let's say Trevor Lawrence has the same type of year. Let's say Brock has the same type of year. And they're both free agents. And they hit the open market. Which one would get more money? Ooh, this is a hot button issue. This is dangerous. Guy, don't wade into these waters. All the Trey Lance truthers are going to become, they're going to switch sides and get angry about something else. At this point right now, I think Trevor would, even though it feels like Brock's about to become the better quarterback. That's what it feels like, right? And maybe Brock wins a Super Bowl and an MVP and it blows this whole conversation up. But I do think there's something, even if you don't agree with what I just said about Brock and Lawrence, I do think there's something to what Nick said about being worth more than Niners than he is worth to somebody else. And I think the Niners are worth more to Brock than another team would be worth to Brock, right? I think they'd be willing to pay him more than he'd get on the open market as a partly like, you're our guy. This is just what you have to do when it's your guy. You got to show him he's your guy, but we're not going to 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, $57 million. I think you're looking at exactly what Nick said. And I think, you know, that number is probably around 45 to 47 mil. I think his market's going to be artificially, I think it's going to be suppressed a little bit because he makes so little money. The franchise tag will be about 38 million. So that'll be a good starting point because they could tag him. They could tag him and he could say, okay, I'll take the tag. I'm not going to sign an extension. Give me 38 million on the tag. And the Niners go, wait a second. You're going to turn down, let's just say 45 times six, 270. You're going to turn down 45 times four, 180. You're going to earn all of it. You're going to turn down, let's say 42 times six, 252. Like 42 times six is 252. $252 million would be seventh in QB total value. You can turn that down. Quarterbacks make all their money. So honestly, thinking about it, maybe 47 is too high. But anyway, that was the insight from Nick yesterday. People have been talking about it. We've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. I've said some version of that. But and maybe somebody else has said exactly what Nick Wagoner said on the show yesterday. But I think Nick was – I think that's as clear as somebody has really like dove into acknowledging he's going to get a lot of money. But also it's not that he has some disadvantages when it comes to the negotiation, okay? Let's get to a few comments here. Dale says, Brock is still talked about as a fluke, non-talent, luck out, dink and dunker. I think some people do. I do think Brock still has something to prove. I know some of you disagree with me on that, but he has every reason to go all in on betting on Brock, which is what that's where I'm at. Like I'm betting on Brock. Do it again. You know, but the league is filled with guys that for a year or two showed promise. And then for whatever reason, it didn't continue. I don't think Brock's going to be that guy. I think he'll continue to show promise. But I do think he has to answer the question about where is his ceiling? Where is his ceiling? Is there more? Are we going to watch him this year and go, he got better and he can get better again? He's got to answer that question. That doesn't mean he can't stretch his ceiling further and further, that he can't keep pushing a ceiling for 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years. But it's fair to say, I believe in Brock Purdy, and he still has to show us where that ceiling is for people to like fully accept across the board. He's just going to be a top 5, 6 quarterback in the NFL every year. Like, I don't think there's any question about it. Okay. There's no question about it. I think that's objective. I don't think that's subjective. I think it's objective. I know he was an MVP candidate for most of the year. I get it. I saw it. I watched it. I believe in him. You understand? You're talking to somebody who believes in him. But you got to acknowledge that 1 year doesn't answer every question. I mean, look at Lamar Jackson when the MVP, again, gets questioned legitimately about whether he's a Super Bowl championship level quarterback. Josh Allen gets questioned every year. Bro, are you really disciplined enough to do this to win championships? So Trevor Lawrence gets ripped all the time. All the time. Cousins gets obliterated. So we don't have all the answers yet on Brock. We got a lot. We got really good ones. We got more answers on him than we have on most. Got to prove it every day. Tomorrow, you got to, just like life, you got to keep proving it. So that's all. That's all. It's nothing. It's nothing crazy. Let's get to some more of these comments here that I think were good. Thomas says, there's no way his agent is not going to ask for top three money. No way his agent's going to ask for top three money. Once he gets paid, we have to get rid of Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle. We'll find out if he's the type to elevate the lesser guys. But yeah, he can ask for top three money. He can ask for Burrow, Herbert, Lamar money. Sure, he can ask for it. He has less leverage, I think. Maybe he'll have more leverage if the Niners win a Super Bowl. But I think that Brock's salary will be suppressed in part because they will tell him, and I think his agent will understand, he's worth more to the Niners in some ways. Not than he's worth to everybody else, but then he's worth to a lot of teams. And they're worth more to him. He has every reason to want to keep playing for Kyle Shanahan. Every guy who plays the position says, I want to play for Kyle Shanahan, mostly. A lot of guys say, I want to play for Andy Reid, rightfully. And the fact that he makes so little money now means that they can offer him, reasonably expect to offer him less than top three money and have him go, okay, it's not about being the number one paid. If it's about being the number one paid guy, then we're going to have a problem. If it's about making $1 more than the guy making the most, then we're going to have a problem. I don't think that's what's going to happen, though. That's my prediction, I think, and that's Nick's prediction. I think it'll be like, just put yourself in his shoes. I'm making $1 million. Now you're offering me $45 million a year. Huh. Maybe I don't need 53. I think that's where it's going to end up. Calvin says, Purdy says it's a business when discussing Ayuk's contract, so I don't think people should think Purdy's necessarily taking a team-friendly deal. In this case, when it comes to quarterback money, unlike, say, tight end money, when a team-friendly deal is, like, really team-friendly, quarterback team-friendly deals are also very quarterback-friendly, right? Taking $46 million if you're an MVP candidate, and by that time you're like sixth in the salary ranks, would be team-friendly and also very you-friendly. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. ButcherBox.com/ham and another special deal. Free for a year. You get salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for a year, plus an additional $20 off right now at ButcherBox.com/ham. Been telling you about it for years. Been eating it 4 years on a regular basis. Easily find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free and wild-caught seafood. Always be prepared with meat in the freezer when you get ButcherBox.com/ham delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping. ButcherBox is offering you free for a year plus an additional $20 off either salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for free. Sign up today at ButcherBox.com/ham and use the code ham to choose your free offer for a year plus get $20 off your first order.
What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app, your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I also don't think people made a lot of, I watched Brock on the McAfee show. People made a lot of the way he was talking about Aiyuk as if he knows that Aiyuk's about to be gone. I didn't make much of it. I think Brock is just trying to give a stock answer to a stock question. That was my impression of Brock there. Abstract Jewel says, if a backup caliber quarterback like Purdy gets top money, the Niners look like the Cowboys and the Giants. No way a dink and dunker is worth Mahomes' money. So Abstract Jewel, great to have you in the chat. With this type of instigation, you might want to start your own channel. I think you got a little something here. So I'm going to address this comment straight up. We're going to ignore that he's definitely not a backup caliber quarterback. And I think Abstract Jewel knows that. And we're going to ignore the dink and dunker comment for a moment. Mahomes' money is weird because Mahomes' money is weird. I mean, he's got $450 million in total value. I've got a graphic here that's covering it up, but he's got $450 million in total value. All up here, but because it's a long contract, it's a lower average value of $45 million. I don't know that we can use that. $45 million is what top 10 quarterbacks get paid, so just that is what it is. I think he's more than proven. If you've watched 8 seconds of football, if you've ever watched a backup quarterback, you know what happens. They look good for a game. Maybe they can win you two. You play them over a full season, and it's a disaster. So it is very clear that Brock is a much, 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 much better than a backup quarterback. Comment, Larry Kruger seems to have a good read on Purdy, and he thinks Aiyuk is gone after hearing Purdy's answer. Obviously, I do a lot of stuff with Larry. I value Larry's opinion. I think Larry's got good insights. I don't think Brock's answer meant anything. I think as someone who's watched a lot of Brock, talk. He is coming out of his shell a little bit as time goes on, showing you who he is. That's all valuable stuff. But I think you still get, you get some stock answers to questions like that. You know, but I think if Brock thought that Ayuk was gone and that he could do anything about it, he would try to do something about it. But I don't know. We'll see. Maybe all the reporting out there on Ayuk is going to prove to be true. Dale says, should never be talking about another man's money. What the hell are you talking about, Dale? The hell are you talking? This idea that covering sports and talking about sports, that we shouldn't be watching another man's pocket, is so stupid. We all love talking about sports from the perspective of running a team. I saw Seth Davis, who covers college basketball today. He tweeted, like, you know, a lot of people are right now, the football portal just opened and players are all over the, going all over the place, and basketball, you know, basketball guys are changing teams. And he tweeted something along the lines of, like, fans say, quote unquote, we lost them. And that indicates that you owned them, which you didn't. Players are free to make their own decisions. It was something like that. Just like, the hell are we talking about? Fans can't say we lost a guy. I think you can say we lost a guy without thinking you owned a guy, and understanding that a player has the right to make the decisions they want to make and they're in control of their future. You can celebrate player movement and player freedom to do what they want if you want, and also still use things, phrases like, oh, we lost him. We lost a player. We lost him. I mean, I it's not that crazy of a thing to say. Think of it this way. If you're standing in line, you're fourth in line. You go to the bathroom. Seven people come in line. Now you're eighth in line. You lost your spot in line. Nobody goes, well, I don't, you didn't own your spot. Now you're eighth. What are we talking about? Astro says 42 to 47 is a good number, which will be a cheap deal in a couple of years. The Niners are very good at making sure if a quarterback gets bad, that he's no longer worth the money, that they can get out from the money. I don't think they'll put themselves in a bad spot there. Look at these draft classes, though. Holy smokes. We've had 2 years of horrific quarterback class. Good God. Karen asks, why is Brock held to a different standard? Cousins had one playoff win for $400 million. Watson, Allen, Dak, Herbert, Carr, Murray, Baker, Lamar. What have they done in the playoffs? Cousins is a great example. Cousins is a guy that everybody has understood for a long time was getting overpaid. But he had leverage. He had leverage because he refused to sign long-term contracts in Washington. He refused to sign long-term contracts anywhere, really. But he refused to sign long-term contracts. So he'd get tagged, and the tag was massive, and he'd make for 1 year big money. And he got tagged again, and it was massive, and for 1 year he made big money. So then he became a free agent with, like, big numbers. And when the tag is X, right, whatever the tag was, $29, $30 million, you're not going to sign for less than $30 million a year for somebody. So you got to, they know, like, hey, he's made 30 last year. He made 30 the year before. You got him. You want to sign him. He needs 32 times three times four. So that, I mean, that's why, like, these guys are, everybody has different circumstances. Brock's circumstance is he's under team control, making $1 million. You know, it's just different circumstances. Josh Allen is a top 10 pick. Like, when you where you start moves your, think about it like any job. If you're in year one in your job and somebody else is in year seven in your job, and everybody else and you have equal production, and you both get a 3% bump in salary, they got more. Where you start, fair or not, generally matters, unless you become a true free agent. If you become a true free agent, then it doesn't matter. But otherwise, you know, it does matter. Also, situations matter. Stafford had no playoff wins in Detroit, came to LA, got a Super Bowl. That matters less than the fact that Stafford just has been making a lot of money. When you're making a lot of money and your production continues, you just get more money when you're a quarterback. It's just the way it goes. Oh, good question, Carlos. Carlos says, how much do you think Brock would get in the open market today? Baker got 33. Kirk got 45. Great question. I think if Brock were a free agent, like a true free agent today, he would get I think he'd get somewhere around $48 million. That's tough. I mean, you know, it's weird because we're comparing him to guys who aren't free agents, right? So we don't really get to see free agent inflation on most people. But you do have to also just look at the teams that are out there and go, okay, who is going to pay and what are they going to pay? I'll try to stop short of naming every team in the league, but let's see. I'm just looking at every team right now. Like who would have paid that? Who just needed a quarterback this year? Pittsburgh. Okay. Indy, the Raiders, Denver, Tennessee wouldn't have. Well, I mean, no, Tennessee wouldn't have. New England. I just named three teams. I just went through half the league. Let's go through the other half of the league. Tampa, no, I don't think so. Seattle, no. New Orleans, no. Atlanta, maybe. Chicago, no. Giants, no. Washington, well, they're going to draft a guy. Carolina. Yeah, so the part of the problem is like, there's like what I just named, four teams. It's like eight. You go, no one has a quarterback. Everyone hates their quarterback. Everybody needs a quarterback. But everyone's in like different situations. Some of them are overpaying a guy right now. Some of them are about to draft a guy. So your market's not, it feels like a quarterback should hit the market and the market will be huge. Like 12 teams are interested. But it's not what happens. So yeah, 48 million. I mean, Atlanta might have just still picked Cousins. Because if they don't think Brock is like the quarterback of the future, you bridge with Cousins, you draft a guy again. You just help Raheem Morris get off to a good start. New England, no, they're going to draft a guy. Washington, maybe with Peters, depending on what he thinks. But, you know, you need teams bidding against each other. So, yeah, I don't think he would have gotten more than Hurts, Jackson, Herbert, or Burrow. So 48, something like that. So, Kyle Young asked, guy, do you think Trent Williams is declining? No one talked about it, but he did not play well in the Super Bowl. He had the holding penalty. Look, I don't profess to be O lineman guy, but when I watch him, he still moves really well. He does get some weird penalties, but the O lineman guys, like my buddy Jeff Schwartz, says he's still playing at an incredible level. So, I mean, you would think he's got to decline a little, but all these offensive linemen people still talk about him like he's the best. Invader Niner says, Howie Roseman will look to move on from Hurts after he fires Sirianni next year. Yeah, I mean, it feels like a matter of time on Sirianni. And if Hurts isn't good, then he will move on from him. No doubt about it. But I don't. He's not going to sign Brock Purdy. He's not going to try and get Brock Purdy. That said, there's two ways Sirianni could be out next year. One is it goes so well on offense, they're going to lose their coordinator again, and they don't want to lose a coordinator again, so they fire Sirianni to replace him. or it's just bad. Or it's just bad. So I think those are the two options. All right. That's that for this. We're a little early, obviously, on Brock contract talk, but in light of all the conversation about Aiyuk and the fact that Nick Wagoner just said that yesterday, I wanted to dive into it. Appreciate y'all being here. Hit that like button if you're watching the video. Subscribe to the channel. And, you know, the draft is now 1 week away. So we'll get back to all this draft talk coming up over the next few days. We'll be here with the draft show, draft reaction, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, appreciate it. All right, everybody. Talk to you soon. Later.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.